Find this podcast and others like it at the number one new media network, Podshow.com. Better, faster, stronger. And now with new minty fresh scent.
And that was the most romantic thing. I call it chore play.
The DivaCast, number 33 for February 2007. Hey, everybody. We are the Divas. We are five, fun, fabulous, 40-something that does stick in my throat a little bit.
Yeah, maybe we could start saying 30-something.
30, yes, but doesn't have the fa-fa-fa-fa alliteration.
Yeah, the bad part is 50 still fits.
Ouch! And I am Diva Suzanne.
I'm Amy.
I'm Carrie.
I'm Julie.
I'm Sharon.
We are the Divas because we believe inside every woman is a diva. It's not that we're like real divas. We just think we are.
We want to be.
Every woman can be.
That's right.
It's Super Bowl Sunday.
That's true.
Yes, it is.
But we're not going to talk about football.
We're not going to talk about the Bears.
I'm like, what teams are even playing?
Oh, girls.
I don't even know.
The Bears and the Colts.
Yeah.
But we're going to talk about Valentine's Day.
Yeah. And love. We're talking about love.
Oh, that'll be here soon.
Look at the two of us. You remember that song?
Yeah. Oh.
The Carpenters.
What was the one with the...
I do. Amy, yeah.
What was the one with the rats?
What?
The movie with Muskrats?
Oh, Willard.
Willard. And there was a good song in there.
Ben.
And there was a good song.
Ben, don't listen to a word they say.
Oh, my God.
It was Michael Jackson. Moving on.
Okay, you know what?
Moving on.
Okay, yeah, cut.
Michael Jackson
sang
the love song.
There was a good song.
You're right.
There's love out there for everyone.
All right, here's a good question. What's the worst gift you ever got for Valentine's Day?
Now we're talking.
Okay. I don't even remember my Valentine's Day gifts. I can remember the worst Valentine's Day that I had when I was... Like earlier in my marriage,
I was working
full time, and you know, everybody would get like their roses. We all shared an office, and everybody would get flowers from their loved ones and stuff like that. My husband didn't send me anything, not even like a card. He didn't even acknowledge it. And so I was a little saddened, but you know what? It's funny because after 15 years of marriage, if that happened now, it would be like, oh, that's kind of too bad, but it wouldn't like
devastate.
It wouldn't rock your world.
Nah.
That if he forgot, you mean, or if he remembered?
Yeah, no. If he forgot, if he didn't get me a card or something, you know, pretty much we get each other cards and we go out for dinner, and it's not.
I've never been a big fan of it either. I mean, it just, I don't like wait for it.
I have a bad one.
Tell us. Okay.
Carrie, what's your bad one?
My sweet grandmother died on Valentine's Day.
Aww.
Isn't that sad? It was sad for my mom. She walked in to bring her pizza, and she was just gone in her chair, which was a great way to go. But
wow.
Yeah. Hmm. You have to go. It's good. But yeah.
I had a bad one. This is when I was dating this guy, and this is obviously years and years ago because I've been married forever. So I was dating this guy and I didn't really like him that much. You know, like if you really like a guy and you're really into him, you can forgive and overlook a lot.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't that into him anyway, but it was the only date I had for Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
So we hadn't dated that long. So we said we'd go out to dinner, you know, so here we are. We're both active duty military. So this is kind of funny. Well, so we're driving around and bless his heart, he was a scientist and he wasn't much of a planner, I guess, in the romantic way. So every single restaurant was completely booked and people packed. People were standing out in line.
He thinks y'all are just going to walk in and go.
Yeah, he thinks. And I had zero patience for him because I didn't really like him that much. And so I was being so pouty and ugly and just like,
you? I can never see that.
I know. It's hard to believe, isn't it? It is hard to believe Suzanne could be that way. So I was just being, you know, and so I. Finally, like at 10 o'clock at night, he brought me home. I think we went through McDonald's drive-thru.
No, you did not.
Yes, we did. Because honestly,
you were probably starving.
And you know what? And I was so done. I was so done with this guy. So it was the worst Valentine's Day.
Did you ever go out with him after that?
Go home.
I can't remember. He had a really nice car.
Saving grace.
Maybe he took you.
Maybe that's why he kept driving you around. He kept thinking that was his one.
His one attribute that might get him somewhere. So I don't even think I ever even let him kiss me.
I don't believe you for one minute.
You let everybody kiss you. We kiss you.
I did. Okay, that's so different. That feels safe.
All right, here's the opposite. Tell your most romantic then.
Wait, I didn't get to say anything.
Oh, do you have a bad one?
Honey, tell
Sharon
us.
Had tell us, a bad Sharon. One too.
Well, this was just the same kind of thing, lack of planning. And we were going to a play and we started off too late. This is with my husband. We ended up eating Dunkin' Donuts.
At least they were raspberry cream. Did the light come on?
Yeah, and then you went and got them so they were warm.
So we had Krispy Kreme on our way to
the Fox.
It was the Civic Center. It was Saigon, Miss Saigon.
Was that? I went to see that.
That was good.
I wonder if we were there on the same night.
I didn't see you at Krispy Kreme.
No, I was
That's pretty.
Funny,
I love
though.
Krispy Kremes. That's really kind that of was memorable.
That was our romantic. I was like, because by the time we went in and out of all these places,
there was
nothing.
So, speaking of sweet cakes. Miss Suzanne invited our girls over to make.
Oh, that was nice.
Little pedophores. They were so yummy.
No, they were a disaster.
Yes, they were. They were good.
My son would have come over with all those girls.
Yes,
he loves to cook.
Oh.
Was your son here and participatory?
He was on and off, yeah. But you know what? I will invite. I'll include the boys.
You
got to
do it, but you got to give me some notice.
Well, you know me. I never have notice. I never know like if I'm going to do it or not. So I'm like,
we were on the way to the Threshers game.
Know.
I'm like,
bless
I'm sorry,
that's not going to work. What were you going to say? Now you're going to say the
I was
best
just saying,
one.
Yeah. What the are some romantic?
I have a really good one.
Oh,
I even though I don't care for them so much now, but I really had an awesome Valentine's Day when my husband and I were dating.
From your current husband.
No, my
there's been so many.
My second to the last husband. Gosh.
No, two or three, sorry.
He came to the door and he had this gigantic box. And it was so big that he was like struggling to get it in the door. And then I opened it and there were boxes wrapped up inside it. And so there were box after box after box, all wrapped up in different paper and such. And at the bottom, little box, and there was my engagement ring.
Oh, that was
that's
a good
very
one.
Nice.
And,
okay.
And
wow.
I had absolutely no clue.
Seriously?
The whole entire time? No. I thought, well, it's going to be like a ticket to someplace, to a show, or maybe a piece of jewelry, but I had no idea that it was
an engagement
ring.
So you were surprised that did you guys talk about getting married before?
I had mentioned one time, Yeah. The stone that I like is this. But I mean, we were dating like 11 months.
You were just like us. We did the same thing. I didn't know that about you. Most people seem to plan it out together.
No.
Just
I had mentioned
it
and then
too.
He got this stone that I love to. He was like, ooh, cool.
Yeah, but David's
that was
good at
major
that kind of
David's
points.
Got a good eye.
Yeah.
Who cares about the one he didn't send you?
But yeah, I had no idea.
He feels like, oh, hey, I did that. I'm
good.
Done for life.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to do anything more for Valentine's Day.
I had a guy write a song about me once.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Sing it.
Was it flattery?
There was a girl from Nantucket. I think it kind of went like that. You know?
Amy very seems dry and just say things that are like full of baloney.
You never know what she's doing.
This is Sharon, and yes, I've had a man write a song about me.
And it's on the top 40 list?
It is. His name's Sting. Bon Jovi.
No.
Uptown Girl.
Like a date, someone you were dating?
Yeah, I was dating him, and we were kind of actually on the downside. Well, here's how he delivered it. He knocked on my door at 2 a.m.,
Aw, he's in
no,
love.
No, it wasn't. No. No,
he was intoxicated.
It was not good. He was trying to get in the... I mean, I...
Was he a stalker?
I flew out of my bed. I broke my toe in a box. Hearing someone come through my front door thinking... Because he was trying to get in. Anyway, so I screamed at him, told him to go home. And he said, well, I made this for you.
Oh, so and he was so excited to bring it to you.
Yeah, and I thanked him. And the next day,
opened the door.
Well, yeah, because then he said who he was. I mean, but it, yeah.
So I had a guy write
up. So the idea was great. Oh. The delivery was poor.
There you go.
Remember it? Do you remember it? Just a verse.
You memorize
it? Just a verse.
No. I honestly don't remember any of it.
I have a poem at home that a guy wrote at a bar. I was dancing with my girlfriends and I was married and he walks up to me. I think we were all out dancing together. Like nothing, there was nothing going, you know, Joe saw it and everything, but I have this poem at home. He just wrote this poem and I go,
"You're beautiful."
Yeah. That's it. And I go, "You did not just write this poem." And his friends are like, "Yeah, he did. He's a writer. He just wrote that poem." And I go, "I don't, you know," I was like, "this is not about me. You've written this poem for every girl that you see." And they're like, no, he just wrote it. It was really cool.
That's cool.
And so you've saved it.
I saved it. I thought it was cool. I don't know where it is. It's somewhere in a box with all my other, you know.
Enlarge it, frame it, use it, have it printed on cocktail napkins.
In high school, I got a love letter
that's
taped
chilly.
To the best of Bread. Do you remember that? Do you remember Bread?
Sing a song. What is it?
You don't know Bread?
I do, but I can't remember. Just
they were
one
just
of the
very.
Write
you
that
know,
down.
It was those slow love, beautiful love songs, and he wrote a really sweet letter. I think I still have it. If I could save time. No, honey, that's Jim Croce.
Sharon doesn't know it either.
You know what? I think one of the most romantic things my husband ever did for me. It wasn't on Valentine's Day. I have to admit. I had two young kids and I think I was taking care of his mother because she was ill. And I came home and we had all hardwood floors in our old house. He was down on his hands and knees washing my hardwood floor. And that was the most romantic thing. I call it chore play because I was like, if you want to go right now, let's go. I was like, that is so hot.
You know what my husband did?
What?
This is one of those things. It was like, it doesn't seem like a lot. They had a baby shower for me and I was 8 months pregnant and I couldn't see my feet and he got down and painted my toenails.
Aww.
Oh,
that's Bull Durham-ish.
Okay. I do have to say something that my husband has done. He found all these heart stickers, you know, the ones that have the shiny stuff in them. And he went around our house and hid them everywhere, stuck them on things. I mean, in the washing machine, underneath the faucet and the bathtub. Everywhere I look.
So you found them for years and years to come.
I'm still finding them. Yes.
Because he loved you so much.
That's cute.
Yes. And our son is like, "Mommy, why are there heart stickers all over?"
That's very cute.
That's nice.
So that's very sweet.
Very sweet.
I'm just remembering probably the only Valentine that I get another male that sends me a Valentine is... your husband.
That's right. It's Robin.
Robin sends, at least he sends me. Maybe
I get one.
Did you know that, Suzanne?
I don't remember.
That's right. We all got one.
Yes, I do remember. Yes, now that you say that, I do remember.
At least we know we'll get one Valentine.
So what do your kids do for you?
Well, I was going to say something about my daughter. We were driving him yesterday and she said, "Mommy, I'm on track to have a boyfriend for Valentine's Day."
I'm on track.
I'm like, really? I don't know what that means, but she assures me.
Are you going to let her, is she allowed to go out with these guys? Not out of, they go out instead of go with, like we used to, they go out. It's like, you know,
They're
an item.
Bless her heart. I think if there is a boy, he'll say he likes her. I think that's okay because
she's in sixth or seventh.
Sixth.
She's not going anywhere. Right?
They're all going out. They're like going with because I have a small group of girls at church and they think I'm terrible because I don't let my seventh grader go out. And I looked at him and I said, well, I looked at one and said, "Have you gone out with somebody?" And she said, "Yeah, this kid's name." And for 4 days and then. And this one went out with them too. He went out. So he went from one to the next, you know, and they both had him for like a week or something.
But
and I said, "See, he's marking his territory. He's going down the line." I'm like, "That's why I don't want."
But they don't go anywhere. It's just what they call it.
No, it's just like we used to when we were kids.
They barely speak. They just say that they have one friend tell another friend to go see if he likes her.
Right.
And then the friend comes back and says, "Yeah." So then they don't really speak to each other, but they have,
understanding.
Going
right.
out.
I had a guy say,
and then someone else tells them she doesn't like you anymore.
You're out.
And he responds, "Well, I don't like her anymore." And then it's
I got an ID bracelet crammed in the slot in my locker, and that meant we were going steady. You know how you had those little slots?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't think we said four words to each other, but we were going steady in seventh grade. It's all good.
Can I tell you a funny story since you were talking about those hearts? You know, the heart pasting everywhere.
Yes.
My husband had a, they had a bachelor party for him. It was for somebody else. But the guys there took all these naked pictures. You put all these pictures everywhere and all over the house.
In
you know?
Your house?
Well, they put them on the walls for the party. But then when they went, when Joe went to clean up, as a joke, these guys took all the pictures and they started putting them everywhere. So they ended up in my underwear drawer, underneath, you know, underneath our stools. So when we, I mean, even to the point where we were moving, they were behind pictures, up in my skylight. There was like a penis up there. But the funniest thing is I had bought this birdhouse for my mom for Christmas, okay? And have you ever done that where you like put something out and you're kind of like, I might just keep that.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. I know where I'm going with this, right? So Christmas morning, because I had taken it and put it in the box and wrapped it. Christmas morning, my stepdad is opening up this birdhouse and he's holding it. And he, my grandmother, the one I just told you was just passed away, was sitting next to him and he's holding it up. And all of a sudden on the bottom side of the birdhouse, you know how it's like slow motion. You're like, we're like trying to get this birdhouse. And it's two women like doing something very intimate. I was like, it was the biggest family joke.
Or like taped on the bottom of the birdhouse?
It was taped on the bottom of the birdhouse. It was so funny. And so the next year, he, you know, of course, my stepdad
keeps
the picture.
So now he's looking for the picture. Yeah.
And the next year, he gets us a gift. He gets us a birdhouse. It was like the family joke. We'd get the picture back.
Oh, that's funny.
Somewhere along the line, but it was funny.
That is too funny. Yeah.
That's very good one.
What did you ask about our kids, Amy?
Just, what do they do for you, if anything? Do they make you cards and stuff like that?
Yeah. That's my favorite.
Mine always make cards.
Yeah.
Now they're making PowerPoint presentations. I'm dead serious. I got a PowerPoint. My daughter made one on reasons I need a TV for Christmas. There were probably 12 slides in it. And then another one, Angel and Ella's Christmas list. And that was our dogs. And she had gone on the internet and we had dog cabins, dog baths, dog whatever. And I got two PowerPoint presentations for Christmas on they needed to do.
My daughter made a PowerPoint presentation on why her brother should go live in the zoo.
That's sweet.
So that was,
that works. That just amazes me how quick they are.
Do you guys, let me ask you this, since we all have kids, younger kiddos, do your kids still hand out cards to kids in the class?
Yeah.
Once they get middle school, they don't.
Okay. I was going to say, I'm not sure this year.
Middle school, they don't.
My daughter hasn't asked, and my son doesn't.
I'm glad you reminded me. I forgot about that.
Elementary school, they do.
Okay. And do you make your kid give
they have to
each child?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Because usually the classroom, they do. They say,
I think that's so good.
Yeah. But the last thing you want is
to exclude.
I know.
But then what they'll do is they'll pick out the special ones for the... you know, they'll have all the different little Valentines and the ones that are kind of cooler, they'll give to their friends that they like more, maybe, than some of the other ones, at least.
So they'll be like my youngest. Remember I told you when you told me you had a girlfriend? And I said, he said she had pretty yellow hair. I said, son, what do you mean you love her? And he said, Mommy, when I look at her, I have hearts in my head.
The DivaCast is brought to you in part by Splenda. Transform your coffee with their new flavor blends. They have three new flavors, and the one that I really enjoy is French vanilla, but they also provide hazelnut and mocha. Leave us a voicemail and let us know what your thoughts are at 206-600-4539, or you can go to their website at destinationflavors.com and check it out. Hey, also leave us your recipes. We've been playing around with these and it's really kind of fun. And it's a great way, number one, to cut calories. And for those of you that have sugar issues, to monitor that as well. So check out Splenda and their new flavor blends.
Marie Claire has a new masthead out and it has to do with Paulina Porsakova. And she is featured with an interview as well as some makeup tips. And that you can see at themasthead.podshow.com.
And she's still gorgeous. It's ridiculous.
Like she really needs to get
the funny part is she's got this, she's got glasses on and she's got a piece of gauze on her, underneath her glasses. And I'm watching this woman. I'm like, why? You know, I'm like, you have to be pretty confident. And I'm thinking it's probably because she's probably going in for a photo shoot and doesn't want to have
the crink thing.
Yeah, the dance.
Pretty smart.
But she's just beautiful. She's just really beautiful.
That's pretty smart. Pretty smart.
This show is brought to you in part by Folgers. Everybody, this is kind of exciting. They have seven new gourmet blends. So it's bringing the coffee house taste right into your kitchen. My grandparents used to drink Folgers every day, so it's really kind of exciting that now they are transitioning to these 7 new gourmet flavors. And what's even cooler, they're giving them away. Yep, you can get your free sample while they last at Folgers.com/pacho. So go check out the new Folgers Gourmet Blends.
Do you know that more women die of heart attacks now than breast cancer?
Yes. Yeah. It's the number one killer, right?
So everybody,
women?
Yeah, everybody needs to go out and get their heart tested. A woman, one of my daughter's friend's mother was having like indigestion, went
no
into
way.
The doctor's. Yeah. And she had 2 heart attacks and flatlined at the hospital. She's been in the hospital since like 3 days before Christmas.
Oh my
she
goodness.
Had no clue.
She
so,
awake,
so if like, so now if you're feeling, if people out there are feeling tired or you feel like you have indigestion and it keeps lagging and.
Don't your arms get numb too?
Well, that's like
not
your
always.
Dad's heart attack, kind of, you know, like actually literally my dad's heart attack. Yeah, the
your
short of breath and the arm
back
and all that stuff.
Too.
But there's like some real, you know, different symptoms.
There's like
that
some
you can
silent
get.
Ones or ones that even yeah. like
that
your
you
jaw
don't.
Can hurt.
Really?
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. I'll go back to the lighter stuff, but that's just my little,
wow.
my
okay,
little,
a little public awareness.
Yeah, man.
For women.
Yeah. Hey, we got some really good emails, but I'm not going to tell you what they are. I'm going to make you go to the website to check them out. One's from actually 2 of our fellow podcasters, Mike and Bay, and they were both responding to podcast. I think it's number 30 on childhood obesity. They had some good comments on that.
Cool.
And also, we have just implemented a forum. So it's really cool. If you guys can come onto our website, there's a forum there on the left-hand side, and it'll give us a chance to talk about the shows or maybe if you have some future show ideas, anything like that.
So a forum is a place where we can chat,
yeah.
correct?
Yeah.
For all
yak
those non-techie
yeah.
people.
Like a chat
and
room.
iTunes.
Oh, it's
don't forget
so exciting.
iTunes. Yes.
We are on the front page of woo-hoo, iTunes. Woo-hoo. It's a featured podcast under Family.
Excellent.
Under Family. So if you scroll down, we're not at the first row, but if you keep downloading us, we'll get up there. But we're a little, but
subscribe
we are on the front, front
yeah.
page. So subscribe to iTunes.
Yes.
And leave
guys,
us reviews.
Yes, yes.
That's the
leave
big
us
thing.
Reviews.
And you can do it right from our website.
Yeah, go yes. to our website, thedivacast.com. And remember, there's no spaces, thedivacast.com. And call and leave us a voicemail, too. We'd love to hear from you, 678-884-0524. And don't forget, you on our website, when you go there, on the right-hand side, you can subscribe to our podcast. And it's free. It's free, so do it.
Oh, happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Make it a good one.
Yeah.
Thank you to Natalie Brown for Queen of Me. And you know what she did is something very cool. She's agreed to let our listeners download for free for a month.
That's very
her song,
cool.
Queen of
was,
Me.
She was
right,
to
Amy?
Do it.
Yep. And we're also going to close with some PodSafe music from her, and it is called Runaway. So listen up, guys. Inside every woman is a diva. Bye-bye.
To give you everything, I've tried 1,000 times to get you to be real with me. You promised that you'll change, that your priorities will rearrange. But I'm tired of the games, the silly way you play. I share my heart with you. Words and actions don't justify.
Best and the brightest served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show and Limelight.